brought to you by Penguin.
Where My Heart Used to Beat by Sebastian Faulks, read by David Sibley. Dark house, by which once more I stand, here in the long unlovely street, doors where my heart was used to beat so quickly, waiting for a hand. From In Memoriam by Alfred Lord Tennyson. Chapter 1. With its free peanuts and anonymity, the airline lounge is somewhere I can usually feel at home. But on this occasion, I was in too much of a panic to enjoy its self-importance. It had been hard work getting there. The queues at Kennedy were backed up to the terminal doors. The migrants heaving trunks onto the check-in scales made New York look like Lagos. I had done a bad thing and wanted to escape the city. Staying in an Upper West Side apartment belonging to my friend Jonas Hoffman, I had ordered in a call girl. I took the number from a phone booth on Columbus. It seemed to me important to get the sex act into perspective, to laugh at myself in the way you laugh at other people for their choice of mates. A true view of myself and my concerns. That was what I needed. I suppose I'd say I was a voluptuary, someone who had seen it all, yet when the super called to say there was a young lady on her way up, it struck me that I was nervous. The front door buzzed. I took a pull of iced gin and went to open it. It was 11 in the morning. She wore an overcoat of olive green and carried a serviceable handbag with a clasp. For a moment, I thought there was a mistake and that she must be Hoffman's cleaner. Only the high heels and lipstick suggested something more frolicsome. I offered her a drink.
No thanks, mister. Maybe a glass of water.
Insofar as I'd imagined what she might be like, I'd pictured a pin-up, or a tart with platinum hair and rouge. But this woman was of indeterminate nationality, possibly Puerto Rican. She was not ugly in any way, yet neither was she beautiful. She looked like someone's 38-year-old sister, like the person who might be in charge of the laundromat or work behind the desk of a midtown travel agent. I brought back the water and sat beside her in Hoffman's huge, book-lined living room. She had taken off her coat and was wearing an incongruous cocktail dress. It was hard not to think of her family, brother, parents, children. I put my hand on her knee and felt the coarse nylon. Was I meant to kiss her? It seemed too intimate. We'd only just met. But I tried anyway and found a world of fatigue in her response. It brought a flash recall of Paula Wood, a 16-year-old girl I'd kissed in a village hall a lifetime ago, before I discovered the awfulness of desire. Kissing this hooker was like kissing a mannequin. It was like a repetition or a memory, not like a kiss at all. I went to the kitchen and poured another half-tumbler of gin with ice cubes and two slices of lemon. Come this way, I said, gesturing down the corridor to the spare room, my room, at the end. Hoffman kept it for his mother, for when she visited from Chicago, and I felt a moment of unease as we went in. I pushed off my shoes and lay on the bed.
You'd better take off your clothes. You better pay me first.
I pulled out some money and handed it over. With what looked like some reluctance, she undressed. When she was naked, she came and stood beside me. She took my hand and ran it up over her abdomen and breasts. The belly was rounded and there were small fat deposits above the hips. The lumpy navel had been botched by the obstetrician. Her skin was smooth and there was a look of concentration in her eyes, not kindness or concern, more a sort of junior employee focus. I felt extremely tired and wanted to close my eyes. At the same time, I felt an obligation to this woman. It seemed we were joined in this thing now, for better or for worse. After the breasts, I touched the plated sternum, and then the clavicle. As I did so, I wondered how my fingers felt to her. When you run your hand across another's skin, is it merely your intention that distinguishes a...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?